Good morning, and thank you for attending. Okay, again, I'm going to be discussing examining state-level variations in health insurance coverage in 2005 and 2006, and my co-author for this research is Dr. Todd Matthews, who is an assistant professor of sociology at the University of West Georgia. We do not have any financial relationships to disclose. So the objectives of the study are to give you some background information, to discuss the purpose of the study, to go over the methods, results, conclusions, and then any implications and plans for further research. So first, some background information. In 2006, 15.8% of the U.S. residents did not have health insurance coverage, and the U.S. Census defines health insurance coverage as either private or government coverage. And just to clarify, private coverage includes any insurance provided by an employer or a union or something purchased on an individual basis, while government coverage includes Medicare, Medicaid, military coverage, state children's health insurance programs, and then also individual state health plans. Now, overall, health insurance is unaffordable for many in the low-income population, and this may include low-wage workers. Low-wage workers are often less likely than higher-wage workers to have access to job-based coverage. If they are insured, they're more likely to be covered by public payers such as Medicaid, and these individuals will most likely be below the poverty threshold. Those that are near poor or earn just slightly above the poverty threshold may earn too much for government coverage, but don't earn enough to pay for the expensive coverage on their own. Overall, health insurance would enable them to have access to care, which would protect individuals from unseen, expensive costs associated with illness, as well as connecting them into medical networks and healthcare providers so that they can receive preventative care instead of waiting until an emergency occurs and having to seek care through an emergency room or something like that. So overall, providing health insurance to uninsured adults would result in improved health. So the purpose of this study was to examine the relationship between health characteristics, geographic indicators, and the percentage of uninsured by state in the United States in 2005 and 2006. The data that used in this study includes health insurance data from the 2005-2006 U.S. Census Bureau Small Area Health Insurance Estimates, or SAHE data. This included the percent uninsured, and we looked at all states as well as the District of Columbia. We looked specifically at residents age 65 and under, as those over 65 do qualify for Medicare. We looked at race, ethnicity status, and then poverty status and income level. We looked at those of all income levels and those that live at or below 200% poverty. And just to clarify, a family of three that earns under $17,000, roughly under $17,000, is below the poverty threshold, so they would qualify for government assistance. Those individuals, a family of three that earns between $17,000 and $34,000, live at or below 200% the poverty threshold, and they themselves don't qualify for something like Medicaid, therefore leaving them most likely uninsured and possibly unable to afford health insurance on their own. Additional data included health characteristics from the United Health Foundation's America's Health Rankings website, and this included self-reported current health status, the average number of poor physical health days in the past month, the premature death rate, and then public health funding. And then we also looked at geographic data, including census regions and divisions, as well as state population. The methods included descriptive statistics, correlation analysis, and analysis of variance using SPSS version 17, and then also spatial visualization using ArcGIS 9.3. Now for some results. Overall, we looked at all income levels and all racial or ethnic groups, and then we split that out by racial and ethnic groups. And then we looked at those individuals that live at or below 200% poverty for all racial and ethnic groups, and then split that out as well. So for all individuals, all income, the mean percent uninsured was 16%. When you break that down by racial ethnic groups, Caucasians were 13% were non-insured, African Americans were higher at 20%, and Hispanics were the highest at 33% for those without insurance. Now, when looking at those that live at or below 200% poverty, for all racial or ethnic groups combined, 19% were uninsured, and this was higher than for those at all income levels. For Caucasians, they again had the lowest at 16% uninsured. African Americans had 19% uninsured, and Hispanics again had the highest at 31% uninsured. So this U.S. map shows the percent uninsured for all income levels, all races, for those under 65 in the United States, using an average of the 2005-2006 small area health insurance estimates. The percent uninsured were split into quartiles and then ranked. And as you can see, blue indicates the lowest percent of uninsured, while red indicates the highest percents of uninsured. The range for all incomes, all racial or ethnic groups, was 9.45% to 26.95%, with Texas having the highest rate of non-insured and Minnesota having the lowest rate of non-insured. The areas of highest uninsured were clustered in the south and the west, while the lowest were clustered in the northeast and the north. Now, the next three maps are going to show the distribution of the percent uninsured broken down by racial and ethnic groups. So this national map shows the percent uninsured for African Americans under 65 in the United States. The percent uninsured ranged from 11.75% to 27.95%. The highest percent uninsured, again, were in the South, with the lowest percent uninsured in the North Central United States. Louisiana had the highest percent non-insured, while Hawaii had the lowest percent. This national map shows the percent uninsured for Hispanics under 65 in the United States, and the percent non-insured ranged from 17.65% to 42.75%. The highest percent of uninsured, again, was clustered in the South, with the lowest percent uninsured was clustered in the North and the Northeast. North Carolina had the highest rates of uninsured, while Hawaii, again, had the lowest. Finally, this national map shows the percent of uninsured for whites under 65 in the United States, and the percents range from 7.55% to 17.9%. And if you think back to the last slide, the percents for Hispanics ranged from 17.45% up to 42.75%. So the rate for Hispanics for uninsured starts right where the rates for whites cap out. So there is a pretty obvious disparity between whites and Hispanics with regards to rates of uninsured. Now, the highest for whites was located, the highest rates for uninsured was located in the South and the lowest located in the North, with West Virginia having the highest rates and Hawaii having the lowest rates. Next, we looked at the differences by regions using analysis of variance, and we looked specifically at census regions. There's four census regions in the United States, which include the Northeast, the Midwest, the South, and the West. And overall, there were significant differences between the Northeast, which had significantly lower rates of uninsured when compared to the South and then compared to the West. Additionally, there were significant differences between the Midwest, who also had lower rates of uninsured when compared with the South and the West. We ran these analyses for all incomes, all racial and ethnic groups, and then split it out by racial and ethnic groups, and then also did the same for those that live at or below 200% poverty, and similar findings were found for all analyses. Next, we ran some correlations looking at comparisons of the percent uninsured using the SAHI data and also looking at health characteristics. And again, the health characteristics come from the United Health Foundation's Americans Health Ranking website. The self-reported health status, or the top one right here, that is the percent of adults who indicate that their current health is either fair or poor. The number of ill days is abbreviated for the average number of poor physical health days in the past month, and then the premature death rate and public health funding. As you can see, there are strong positive correlations with regard to percent non-insured related to specific health characteristics. As the percent of non-insured increased, there was also an increase in the self-reported health status, which was the number of self-reported health days that were either fair or poor. I'm sorry, current health, which was either fair or poor. There was also an increase when you looked at the percent non-insured and the number of ill days, that also increased. And then as the percent non-insured, the premature death rate also, there was also an increase. So a relationship does appear to exist between the percent non-insured and health outcomes. So in conclusion, geographic variables should definitely be examined when looking at health insurance disparities. The percent non-insured was lowest for Caucasians and highest among Hispanics and Latinos at both all income levels and for those living at or below 200% the poverty level. The South consistently had higher rates of uninsured for all groups, while the Northeast and the North had lower rates for most groups. The disparities do appear to exist among racial and ethnic groups across states. So further research will include looking at the same information at the county level to determine if there's any county level regional disparities. And we're currently actually doing this with the state of Georgia specifically. And we also plan to extend the analyses to other age and sex adjusted mortality rates and then also utilize longitudinal data. And again, we will save questions until the end. Thank you.